The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Every night, the South rises again, and I tell off-color jokes to all my brown friends. I'm a racist, because I'm a racist. I'm a racist. Yes, I'm a racist. Cause I'm a racist. Yeah, I'm a racist. Fuck, I fucked up. Cause I'm a racist. Yes, I'm a racist. But don't ask me why. That's terrible. Oh, you racist. You so racist. Black Lives Matter. Unless they start talking about the business people. Yeah, Kanye backtracked on that. Besides everything else going on, you know, there's still that deal with the world's richest black guy who lost all of his fortune in a matter of hours. Still don't understand how that works. I guess when your fortune is parlayed out over the paper tiger. Yeah, I do know how that works, actually. I misspoke. That's the exact, situation I described to my future ex-wife when we were separating and in the process of divorcing, and I tried to explain her to her how I had used a legal tax system of corporate assets and losses to facilitate a way of life that was totally legal, just not what it seemed on the surface. You know, like, as I mentioned before, it's like, yeah, we've got $1 million in property, but when you liquidate all that shit and pay the penalties and the fucking realtor's fees and taxes and all of that, you're left with your investment, you know, which is a paltry, whatever it was. I started everything with a home equity loan. My first investment in a investment property was made with the equity I had earned from my primary residence that I procured with a VA home loan. And at the time, you couldn't buy investment properties on VA home loans. Now I believe you can. So, yeah, And I, you know, I told her, I was like, you don't understand, if you, you know, you're thinking you're going to fuck me over and take everything. And when it, in order to do that, you're going, we're going to have to go through a legal process that's going to be a slow, painful journey for you, that ultimately at the end you'll see, oh fuck, it wasn't what it seemed all along. And that's when I'll be going, yes, exactly. And now that you've basically burned it all down, bye. You know, that type of situation. Sorry, again, getting too personal, but you know, it is what it is. When you reach middle age and you're still fucking breathing, yeah, it's easy to reflect on things. And you know, I believe when I was in school, they call it inventorying your life. But it's good. It helps to sometimes, you know, going back in the past, you can, well, you have to go back in the past to establish patterns to, you know, indicate covert and overt behavior so that you can predict future behaviors, you know. Yeah, that's psychology. Anyway, I'm all over the fucking place, but who isn't these days? The main reason I got on here was to bring out the situation with the Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi shit out at their residence in San Francisco with the intruder. You know, going back, I gave you an indication as fast as I could while the news cycle was hot. Well, you know, you remember how it worked, but I gave you as much information, you know, a time capsule frozen in time, what the news cycle was at that point. So you could go back and listen to that episode a month from now and see how it's been shifted and changed. Like literally, you know, I made a post on Getter when they were talking about who's the mystery person that opened the door for the police. Well, it was a weather balloon. What? That doesn't make sense to you? You're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, that doesn't shame you enough? Then you're fucking a racist and a Nazi and a misogynist and a fucking whatever I can think of to dissuade you from pursuing the issue anymore. Okay? But here's the gist of everything. Hillary Clinton came out and was making it political. And you might say, well, she doesn't know anything. She knows everything. She knows what Paul Pelosi's all about. She knows exactly what they were fucking doing. Someone said, hey, here's the spin we're going to put on it. And then that activated the fucking machine, of which Hillary Clinton is a huge fucking cog in it. And she went to her social media platform or however she did it, putting it out. Yeah, I guess it was a tweet, denouncing political violence and putting the blame on political opponents of hers and her party and this current administration. And then, of course, Joe Biden comes out, has to run his mouth about it, which immediately gives you an indication that whatever the fuck he was saying, he tried to tie it to January 6th. So there, that gives you another indication of the fucking pathetic desperation. And then ultimately, again, the point I want to make is that Hillary Clinton, a woman that ran for president in 2016, the person who coined the term deplorables, the person who was behind everything involving that Trump-Russia hoax, the impeachments, we learned all of that from that the Durham trial so far. She lied. Again, this is going back to the divorce analogy I made years ago when she lost originally in 2016. Our country was going through a divorce and we were going with dad, and mom went fucking haywire. And then in 2020, we went back to divorce court and we were given custody to our pervert fucking uncle. And mom is cool with that as long as we're not with dad. You see what I'm saying? And mom is willing to fucking burn down half the fucking country, take half the fucking population and murder them. Huh? Knowing full well that we're not responsible for anything that fucking happened. If one person, one fucking individual doesn't have to be a Trump voter or campaign person or any type of a fucking independent, help me, a non-voter, just someone who supported the former president. If someone like that dies from violence, one person, that death, that casualty, can immediately be put on Hillary Clinton. That's disinformation. That's inciting violence. That's fucking perpetrating a crime against American citizens, putting the blame on people that she knows have no culpability in this. And it's all to deter from the truth. Do this, but do your own independent research. Use whatever search engine you want. Put in however much effort you want into, but go search. Is Paul Pelosi gay? And see how much information you can find that alludes to that. It's a quote unquote open secret out in San Francisco. I mean, I equate this to, as I mentioned before, it happens every fucking day, and I experienced it personally with a couple that they were in our social circle when no one had children. We weren't even married. Everyone married up, started having kids. You know, I spent 10, 13 years of my life in a social circle, a couple of degrees separated. You know, I used to golf with the dude, party with him. He was an excellent father who provided for his family. A wife and two daughters. He was a doting father to both of his daughters. They lived in a 5-bedroom house and drove luxury sedans and SUVs, and the wife didn't work. She just spent her time watching fucking The View and reading Cosmo and shit. Oh, and turning into a fat sow. And he was a big, good-looking, educated, successful dude that traveled a lot and pounded adult hot pussy all over the country and kept it away from his wife. But somehow she found out and she immediately filed for divorce. Didn't think it through. Like, maybe I should just overlook this, seeing that he is making an effort to not, you know, he's not fucking the neighbor. But no, she didn't. She wanted a divorce. She wanted everything. When it looked like she wasn't going to get what she wanted, which was everything, she wanted to ruin him and chop his dick off and leave him on fucking some type of life support where all he could do was earn so she could take all of his fucking money from him, you know? So she accused him of molesting the oldest daughter. And I remember the ex coming to me and was like, "Do you believe that?" And I go, nope. You don't even need to finish the sentence. I'm done with it. She's fucked. I hope she gets nothing and loses custody of both of her children. We both know that won't happen. We both know that he's going to fight his way out of this hole and prove himself not guilty of this accusation that she made against him that was bam. He was immediately paying the penance for the crime until he could prove he wasn't guilty. And then he clawed back to what was a remnant of an equal footing in their lawsuit and negotiated whatever he could to get away from the fucking pig. That's what we're doing within the United States of America, trying to get the fuck away from the Democratic Party and everything that represents and all of the people that represent it. They're lying, disgusting, diseased, fucking whores. They're cunts. And they'll ally with anything and everything and do whatever they have to do to ruin you. because they despise you because you're everything that they can't be. And here, you know why it's happening? Because the shit is biblical. These pitiful motherfuckers sat around for the whole fucking 2019 beating their fucking drums, talking about how this is going to be biblical. It's going to be biblical. Quoting the fucking the movie quote, you know, the eye of the storm and all blah, blah, blah. And then when the shit gets biblical, they're, what the fuck is happening? What's going on? And getting lost and running off on well-beaten paths to their own fucking demise. And it says right back in the good book, many will be deceived. And where does it say? At the very fucking end, many will be deceived. And just, you know, now what am I hearing about pure bloods, Texas Neanderthals that refused the shot? Good Christian people that stood on their faith and said, I'm not going to do this. Well, we passed the first test. The next one is when the Antichrist shows up in whatever form it's going to be. I don't think he's going to come down with a fucking shirt on that says Antichrist. So if you don't know what to look for, you're probably going to run out and meet his alien ship and bend the knee to his fucking technologies. Oh yeah, by the way, LeBron James is Nephilim. Look at that motherfucker. And if you spell his name backwards, it ends in L. What is it? Norbell. Huh? So he's a giant motherfucker that makes a living jumping around dunking a fucking basketball with a high school education, but he calls himself the king and has a pile of fucking money that he sits on and talks down to everyone. To white people that are guilty of scary racist posts on Twitter. To black people who shouldn't believe what they see, but try to be like him. And they worship him. And ESPN, just look at him. Look at the motherfucker. This is biblical, man. Why are these motherfuckers, these giant motherfuckers, rich? Because they can run around and run fast and jump high and. Yeah. Shaq, he's obviously a fucking Nephilim. Rich as fuck, 33rd degree Mason, all over the place. Everyone loves him. Got a Superman tattoo. Been burning $100 bills since he was fucking 19 years old. Man, you know, it is what it is. This is what biblical looks like. Yeah, that felt good. I don't even know if we need to go into the headlines. I think that's just about it. Yeah, don't spend too much time on this shit. That's where I'm at right now. And hopefully you've taken preventive measures and you have contingency plans to deal with whatever you're going to see out here. But whether it's an alien invasion or zombie apocalypse with mutant fucking humans with DNA mutations sparked by 5G, the run out of diesel, so the supply chain totally collapses. You know, but don't forget the Department of Transportation is ran by a little dude that wants to be a woman. You know, that kind of shit. Yeah, man. I mean, as I mentioned before, I'm just kind of like, you know, I try to be ready for whatever's coming so my brain doesn't melt, my heart doesn't fail me. But as I mentioned before, I'm just waiting to see a 30-foot dude walk by my fucking place so that I'd be like, yep, it's on. This is it. To you by Pfizer and Crunchy Taco.
I think it's, I haven't, look.
Fuck you, son!